From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Iran has executed a nuclear scientist who was convicted of giving top-secret information about Tehran's controversial nuclear program to the United States. The execution of Shahram Amiri was confirmed Sunday by Iran's official news agency. Through an English translator, Amiri explained how he was detained.
I was abducted in Medina in front of my hotel by U.S. and Saudi intelligence agents. Then I was transferred to an unknown location in Saudi Arabia.
A U.S. official said in 2010 that the U.S. received useful information from Amiri. Syrian insurgent groups have launched a new offensive seeking to break a government siege on rebel-held neighborhoods in the northern city of Aleppo. The militants claimed they had achieved their goal, and Syrian state TV said the attack was repelled and the army has regained control of areas it lost. Such conflicting claims are not uncommon in Syria when offensives are underway. The militants have launched several attacks in recent days to try and break the siege of Aleppo. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is questioning the mental health of his Democratic opponent, Hillary Clinton. Speaking at a rally in New Hampshire Saturday, Trump said Clinton is unhinged and unbalanced. The Clinton campaign in response said it's unfortunate that Trump's only method of dealing with his own disastrous week is to lash out with more absurd personal attacks. A new Washington Post ABC News national poll Sunday shows Clinton with an 8 percentage point lead over Trump. This is VOA News. Voters in Thailand Sunday approved a military-backed constitution opening the way for new elections, but critics see the vote as legitimizing the military's role in government for years to come. Thailand's election commission said with 91% of the votes counted, 62% of voters said they approve the new constitution, while 38% rejected it. The junta-backed draft would create an unelected prime minister doing political gridlock, as well as an unelected Senate with reserved seats for the junta. Prior to Sunday's vote, the military used laws supporting the referendum to fine and imprison people up to 10 years for campaigning against the draft. Russian and Ukrainian media say the Russian-backed leader of a separatist region in eastern Ukraine was seriously wounded in an apparent assassination attempt. The pro-Russian separatist Luhansk Information Center said a bomb exploded Saturday near the car of rebel leader Igor Plotnitsky in the capital of the self-proclaimed Luhansk People's Republic. By early Sunday, no one had claimed responsibility for the attack. The doping scandal surrounding mostly Russian athletes grabbed headlines leading to the Rio Olympic Games. Now that the competition is well underway, athletes are looking to put the incident behind them. Jeff Swikert reports from Rio de Janeiro.
With the 2016 Games in Rio underway, the issue of doping still looms large over certain events. Last week, the International Olympic Committee ruled that 271 Russian athletes would be allowed to compete in the Games, more than two-thirds of their original entry list of 389. This after an independent commission uncovered state-sponsored doping in track and field. Further investigation found other sports were involved. This is the first Olympics for American weightlifter Morgan King. She says she has tried to push the doping scandal aside and stay focused.
For me, it being my first one, you know, I definitely don't want that to kind of overshadow the experience. And, you know, in weightlifting, I think did the right thing.
All of the athletes we talked to said it was time to move on. Jeff Swikert, VOA News, Rio de Janeiro.
Day two of the Rio Games has the U.S. women's gymnastics team beginning their quest for a gold medal. On Saturday, American shooter Jenny Thrasher took gold in the women's air rifle event. The American swimming squad, led by Katie Ledecky, took silver in the 4x100-meter freestyle. The U.S. women's soccer team beat France, and the men's basketball team from the U.S. romped China 119-62 in their opener. The American Civil Liberties Union welcoming the release of an edited version of President Obama's one secret policy on using drone aircraft to combat terrorists around the world. For details on these stories and much more news, you can join us at voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.